Then what do you got? You got biker gangs running through the streets of America, raping your churches, burning your women, knocking over everything. Help us. Who comes to the rescue? The good, honest, God-fearing Americans that own baby skull-seeking bullets.
I guess I just hate to see a child go unbeaten.
Irwin, admit that you are a sinner.
Well, I've sinned. Didn't take any Polaroids or anything.
You ready then?
Whether I am or not, you've been more than fair.
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to kill you.
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to die.
I am blessed this day, for the Lord hath given unto me three able men, willing to help me with a hand job.
It's been a pleasure fighting with you. Some of us won't make it, but there is a place where we will all see each other again. And that place is Denny's.
Which Denny's?
We'll figure it out later, Donner.
And the one near the 15 exit, I'm banned from there.
Well, then I guess I'll see you in hell.
I'm a man. I am gonna get you better. And then I'm gonna beat you to death!
Can you dig it?
You're listening to Comic Con Physio, which is the podcast for all your geeky garbage, kitchen comedy, and nerdy news. I'm Cole.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Incognitus.
Okay.
Wow.
I gotta be incognito this week. We're gonna talk about something, Cole.
And you don't want to be identified?
No.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Not a problem, Taylor. So, all right. Taylor goes, "Hey, Cole, have you tried Delta 8? And I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Me too. We gotta talk about that."
Have you tried this stuff
yet? Do you know what Delta 8 is?
No.
Okay, so basically, it's not weed. It's like, there's like a third, if you smoke some weed,
okay,
and then you smoke Delta 8, it's like a third of what would be in there as far as weed.
Okay.
It's more CBD, but they've like extracted all this stuff and they did stuff to it, so it gets you high.
So from what I understand, is Delta 9 is what is in traditional marijuana.
Okay.
Delta 8 is its bastard cousin.
So this is something that you can buy at a smoke shop.
Yes.
As compared to a dispensary.
Right.
Yeah.
And for how long? I don't know. Because I cannot imagine this being legal for long.
I can't either.
Is it a bunch of chemicals? I mean, it's not like the stuff that
like,
they were
it's,
previously
it's like
busted
it's
in
stores
extract
for. From CBD, but like...
Yeah, it comes from hemp. It does not come from the marijuana plant at all.
So anyway, so you can fail a piss test on this.
Okay.
It's not likely, you know, but like, so I was talking to my brother. It's like, man, you know, I really like something, you know, I don't smoke weed.
Mm-hmm.
It has an adverse effect on me. Uh-huh. You know, I get paranoid. Sometimes I get really moody, and then sometimes I get mean because I'm moody, you know? And
sure.
So I was like, I'd really like something to, you know, just come home from work and just take and relax, you know, and just kind of chill. And he's like, "Oh, okay, you know." And a couple weeks later, he's like, "Hey, have you heard of Delta 8? And he's telling me about it and like how it's really supposed to be pretty mellow. The effects only last like half an hour or whatever.
Okay.
And
what do? You eat this or
something? Well, yeah, it comes in edibles and it comes in smoke form, like a vape
vaping
sort
stuff.
Of thing.
Okay.
And so he brings some down the other night and he's like, "Hey, I got some of that stuff. You want to give it a shot?" I was like, "Yes, I do." Yes, I do.
Okay.
No, Cole, before you go any further, I want to say that... I am not an avid smoker either. And this was 25 milligrams.
Okay.
Okay. And I took this thinking, it's not going to be so bad. Deanne asks me, "Did you take the whole thing?"
But what? How did you buy
it?
Why?
I bought it online.
Okay. You heard about...
I heard about it on TikTok.
Okay.
Of course.
All the kids are doing it.
So
okay.
I bought it online. And like Cole said, I've heard all these things. It's a less potent form of this, whatever. 25.
It'll just kind of help you chill out and relax.
25 milligrams.
Really
well, that's what they say about like CBD oil itself.
No.
It's supposed to chill you out and
no.
It's different.
Well,
I was so fucking high.
Yeah. Like my brother's like, "Okay, so you smoke weed and you're pretty, it'll kind of fuck you up for like a couple hours, right? my brother's like, maybe, you know, maybe if you're like me and you never smoke it, you know, maybe like, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours.
Uh-huh. How long were you?
On this Delta 8?
Yeah.
An hour and a half, 2 hours.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I'd say
closer to an hour and a half.
Okay. And I was probably pushing 3 to 4 hours.
I sat down right after the first puff I took, it didn't really work because I was doing the vape thing wrong.
Okay. So this is different now. Okay.
So then I took a second puff and it was a big one.
Okay.
It was a big rip. And I was like, oh shit. And then my brother goes upstairs, right? And then he comes down almost immediately later and he's like, oh yeah, you can fail a drug test off this. I'm like, okay, great. Cause I was just getting into the power of positivity. And now you're coming down. Now you're coming down with warnings and shit. Uh-huh. And then he goes back upstairs and then he comes back downstairs and says some other shit. Like, oh yeah, this should only last like half an hour. And
okay.
So at least that was there in the back of my head. Oh, this is only the last half an hour. I got to that half an hour mark and I start freaking out. It's like, this is lasting way longer than half an hour. Right.
Right.
Like, I couldn't concentrate on shit. And I had this impending feeling of doom.
Uh-huh.
And if you enjoy marijuana, this might be something you would like to take the edge off. But if you don't enjoy smoking weed, don't, because it's not that different. It's like the Coke Zero of weed, you know what I mean? Like,
I would not even say that cold, because okay, you vaped it, I ate it.
Yeah.
Okay, I did 25 milligrams and Deanne said, how much did you take? And I said, the whole thing. And she said, you're only supposed to take half to see what your tolerance is. And I'm like, I got this. Yeah.
Said anybody who's ever had an edible.
Right. And I had never done any kind of edible before. Yeah. So I didn't know how that was going to process. And I'm thinking, okay, it's not as potent as weed. It's not going to be that bad. But I agree with Cole. Like, there was a point where it's like, holy fuck, how long is this going to last?
Yeah.
Because you went with the vaping route and I went with the edible route. I'm like into hour 4 or 5 and I'm like, I'm still feeling this.
Yeah, they're like, I guess this is just how it is.
This is my life now.
It's like, oh my God. So let's go back to, so we just got a puppy. We just got a new puppy. And Deanne was so fucking mad at me. And understandably, like, she's stressing out about the dog. Our fence got knocked over when we had high winds. So she's been freaking out about him getting out of the yard because he's getting rambunctious. And I'm blitzed. I cannot help her with anything. And she's like, you got to take that fucking shit. What are you doing with this? Like, we're trying to take care of an animal and you get high. And I'm like, Deanne, I'm sorry. I did not know this was going to fuck me up so badly.
Yeah. So it was really, the commercial I was sold on was that it was going to be really mellow.
Uh-huh.
And that was not the actual. That was not the actual product.
It's identical. I would love to hear what Shay would have to say.
Shay's fine with it. Like, it's just a supplement for him. Like, he'll have a little bit, and he's like I said, for half an hour.
Right,
and it's just like, hey, I don't feel like smoking weed and being high and being useless right now. I'm gonna do a little bit of this. And then I can still concentrate on, like, for other people, it's great. For me,
yeah, it's
fuck that, never again.
Yeah. Yeah. So exactly, if you're into weed and you want a legal form of it, that's it.
Currently legal.
Delta 8 might be right up your alley, but for guys like me and Taylor, fuck that.
I think I'm okay with it if I would know how to dose it right. If I were to maybe take half a gummy, I probably would have been in good shape. But it was not, so.
Shit, I got something I want to talk to you guys, but.
Are you still feeling the effects?
No,
right now? It's the way he's talking. I know you smoked up. So. Yeah, guys.
So I go over to Molly's house the other day, and she always falls asleep on the couch well before I do, at like 10 o'clock or whatever, 10:30, and I'm up until at least 1. At least, And so she falls asleep, and then, like, she'll wake up, and then when she wakes up, I'll kind of pull her on top of me and have her lay on top of me like a blanket, like a heated blanket.
Because you're cold.
Kind of. Also, you know, she's, like, runs hot.
Yeah.
So she'll just lay her on top of me, and I'll just, like, be facing the TV and just chill out like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was going to do this the other night. She wakes up, so I start pulling her up on top of me, and she gets one leg over my right leg, and then she tries to swing the other leg over my left leg. No, she needed me squaring the balls
yes.
and the butthole all at once.
Whoa!
Like,
impact.
Oh my goodness. And I let out a yelp, and then she wasn't tired no more. Then she was wide awake.
Well, you're not getting any now.
Well,
you bashed my balls.
I wasn't going to anyway. I was just trying to lay there and watch some TV, watch some Netflix or something.
Get ball bashed, man. So we got the new dog, Cole.
Yeah.
He's a handful. He's a French bulldog. And everybody's telling us be careful.
I've heard that's the
people
same
steal.
That Lady Gaga's dogs were French bulldogs. I thought
right. So my
hot
my,
commodity.
I texted my mom that
Taylor's the one who shot the
yeah.
assistant.
Yeah, that's how we got
that's
the got dog.
Yeah. No, it's, speaking of that, my mom she goes when you're taking him out for a walk, make sure you bring a gun.
And she was serious.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like okay. Oh, I don't think we have much to worry about here in North Dakota, but who knows?
What's a breeder for in North Dakota, right? That you picked
yeah,
the
yeah.
dog up for?
Yep. So we went out to Hillsboro, not last weekend, but the weekend before last and picked him up. We've had him home for about a week. He's been to the vet once already, ate a condom. So, no. I'm just kidding. No, he was shitting his guts out, man. Like, just liquidy, and he's bleeding a little bit, and I'm really getting to be overprotective, and I'm like, so I call the vet, and they're like, give it a couple days. I'm like, okay, and they jumped off the couch. Or no, he fell off the couch, and he was limping around, so I called the vet. He's okay. And he was fine.
Yeah.
But then by day four, he's still shitting. So I'm like, bring him in. And he had some sort of thing called Girardia. I guess it's a parasite that he picked up from eating poop somewhere.
Oh.
Not in my yard. Uh-huh. He was getting progressively worse. But the breeders were really cool. They said, "Send us the bill and we'll reimburse you for it." Because obviously it's something that he would have gotten. Because he hasn't been in contact with any dogs, you know, since he's been home. So they were cool. They reimbursed us.
Okay.
So, yeah. Cool.
And now it's smooth sailing.
It's pretty smooth. Pretty
okay.
smooth.
No bleeding.
No,
diarrhea.
Right.
Great. did you happen to listen to last week's podcast?
No.
Oh, man. Adam was talking shit about how ugly that dog was.
you know me.
I'm sure he was. It's like I haven't met a person yet that has said, oh, that dog's ugh.
Right here.
right here, dude. Okay, Cole.
They're not saying it to your face.
I'm
saying it behind.
So it's like, oh, nice dog.
Yeah.
So because you weren't on, I haven't had this happen to me for quite a long time, but I had this happen to me twice. And last week it happened once because you weren't on the podcast. I had to go to Eckroth Music. But first I stopped at Office Depot. And I wanted to buy some toner for this printer at work.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, can we have your phone number? I haven't been asked that for a long time. I was like,
give it to him.
I'm like, nah.
Well,
it's like,
the process returns.
And the kid's like, oh, okay. And I was like, look, if you really need a phone number, put your phone number in. So the kid did.
He put his own phone number in? I'm sure.
And he did something so that he didn't need a phone number. And then he
just hit enter and probably let him go for it.
Yeah, he rang my stuff up, and then I got my toner. So then I had to go up to Eckroth Music to get this wire that goes from our splitter into whatever this, the mixer, to make our podcast work. And
it's working.
It's where magic happens.
So I go up there, and the guy, like, this is the very next business I go to. I haven't been asked that in years, but the guy's like, can we have your phone number? And I'm just like, you don't need that. And the guy gives me like this look like I'm an asshole, but like I'm not out here collecting phone numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Nothing to do with the business.
Cool. Now, to be fair, what is nice about a local-ish business or regional business such as Ekroth? Ekroth, by me giving their phone number to them, they can look up all my orders throughout the years.
Yeah, well, I don't have any orders from Ekroth Music throughout the years.
Well, you're going to be really pissed off, Cole, in 2 years when you need this cable. You're not going to know what it's called. And you'd be like, oh, I should have given him my phone number. You could have looked that up.
I'm not like you dummies. I'm not borrowing my shit out. I'm not borrowing my shit out to
people. No, well, stuff goes bad. You know, things go shitty.
Not this. It's got a warranty. It's guaranteed for 20 years.
If you have a phone number. Yeah. Lose.
Dustin. I don't know. It was just so weird. I haven't actually been asked that for a very, very long time.
You know, I just, you can tell them you don't have a phone number. You can give them an email.
I don't want them sending me shit.
Or the address. That is one that they do. Can we get your email? That one I don't like giving out. Because obviously, there's no purpose to that. Well, obviously, it's just to send me shit.
Yeah. Junk mail. I think now they're trying to say, oh, it's you could choose to send your receipt to your email or whatever. But of course, they're going
to
send
I didn't
stuff.
Need my receipt to begin with. Like, what am I going to do? Invoice that shit? This well, wire and be like, well, Taylor, you owe me $3
well,
in animals.
If you get it home and it doesn't work, period. Yeah. And then they're like, sorry, you can't return this without a receipt.
You know, if you would
have... You never gave me a receipt. Sir, we always give receipts.
Sir.
What's your phone number?
What's your phone number? We'll look at the receipt. Nah, that's how they get you. That's how they Oh, God.
So, you guys, how have you been?
So, stressed. To say the least.
I would suppose so. Stress relief thing just totally backfired.
Totally. I have tried CBD, though, and that does seem to help.
Yeah.
It does. It's kind of weird. And I don't know. I think it's so weird that I go to the doctor, and the doctor says, yeah, you've got what you've described to me sounds like anxiety. I said, okay. He gives me a prescription for the drug, lorazepam. And he said, I just want you to be aware that this stuff is pretty addictive. And I'm like, okay. There's nothing else that you could prescribe or talk about? I don't know. It just seems so weird that doctors, and not it's not just doctors, so they're doing their job, but like the pharmaceutical companies, like that's the big push is these types of drugs. When we could try something else. You know, let's just do some alternative.
Well, you could always go to a holistic doctor, I suppose.
Yeah, because everybody respects those hippies.
No, but that's the whole thing. Right. If you're trying to escape the pharmaceuticals, that's why you go to those hippies.
When I had my cancer surgery, they offered me opioids right away. They're like, we'll give you some oxycodone to manage the pain. I'm like, I'll be fine. They're like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah. So that was the pre-op. Then I get into the next room, whatever it was. And they're like, oh, you didn't take your oxy. We'll get that for you. I'm like, I don't want it. So I got offered OxyContin like 4 times. Mm-hmm. And then the anesthesiologist comes in. And I kind of joked with her. I said, well, if you want to prescribe me marijuana, I would be fine with that.
They're like, sorry.
Oh, this is a legitimate establishment. We can't do that here.
Only meth.
We got heroin.
Yeah.
You want heroin? We got heroin. As much as you want.
Plenty of it, yeah.
As much as you like. And then they still, it's still fucking hilarious. And then after telling them no, I don't know how many times, I go to pick up my prescriptions after the fact at CVS. And I open the bag and I got fucking OxyContin in the bag.
Uh-huh.
So I still got it. It's just like, what the fuck, you guys?
That's so you can make your money back.
Get you. It's like, what the fuck? Because I got prescribed like the whatever it was, anti-inflammatory and da 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 da, and then it was an oxycodone. I'm like, okay, whatever it is. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, you guys. Mm-hmm. So I still got it. You know, it was regardless. I guess they were going to give it to me no matter what.
Huh? Someday you're going to pop one and you're like, oh, I should have listened.
I should have listened. I'm in so much pain.
I need more.
If I don't have any more, the bugs will start eating me from the inside up.
That's it.
Oh, man. So the Minnesota Wild have been on a pretty good tear lately. Kirill Kaprizov got his first hat trick the other day.
Oh.
So that was cool.
Who threw the hats on the ice? Nobody.
I'm going to bring this up.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
So 2 days. So like 2 days before that, this rookie for the Las Vegas Golden Knights was playing the Minnesota Wild. And I'm watching this game. In the first like 30 seconds, Minnesota scores a goal, right? Mm-hmm. And then like less than 30 seconds after that, this rookie from the Golden Knights scores a goal. And
back and forth.
And then nothing happens for like the for two periods until the third period, right? And then Minnesota scores three goals. Well, that rookie for the Knights in the third, after Minnesota's up 4-1, this rookie for the Golden Knights, he had had one earlier. That was his first goal ever in the NHL. It's only like his 11th game.
Uh-huh.
And he scored two more. So he got his first goal and a hat trick on and his first hat trick on the same night.
Wow.
And
wow.
And I was watching this game at work, and this kid was impressing the shit out of me, but also pissing me off, right? Because he wasn't on my team. And I get home, I have a couple of beers, and I went online, and I found the highlights of this kid, and I type in, you know that was pretty impressive. Hate the guy, you know, obviously. And then I say, it's too bad that he scored his first hat trick when there's no one to throw hats. And some fan from Minnesota goes, hey, that game was in Minnesota, and I wouldn't throw in my hat. I go, hey, you know what? I completely agree with you. I wouldn't throw in my hat neither. I'm just saying I miss going to live hockey.
Yes.
And the guy goes, hey, yeah, you know what? I miss that too. And then I blacked out at some point because I don't remember because I don't remember this. But the next day I get this. I'm at work and I get this like on my phone. Like it says, someone has liked your latest YouTube comment. And it was that dude. And he liked what I said because I sent back to him. I go, can you believe that we just had an entire conversation on the internet and we didn't say bad shit to each other? It feels like we broke an internet rule. Right? And but I don't know. It was cool. I got to talk to a Minnesota Wild fan for a little while on a computer. I got to see Kirill Kaprizov get a hat trick this week.
What was the name of the other guy then?
Dylan Coughlin.
Okay.
Yeah. And good for him. And I hope he does shitty every time he plays the Wild again.
Is Vegas doing fine?
Yeah. Top of the division.
Yeah, they're one win ahead of Minnesota.
Okay.
So Minnesota is number two.
Sure.
The Golden Knights are number one. Hopefully that changes pretty quick here.
Well, okay.
The Sharks, they're on their way up.
The Sharks are, they got nowhere to go but up. They're dead fucking last.
Yeah.
That's another thing, too, that I thought was funny is, so I was telling you guys that after we're able to go to games again, I'm not going to go to games. The next three games I go to, I'm not going to St. Paul to watch in the Xcel Energy Center.
We're going to San Jose?
We can look into it. I don't care if I go with you is the thing. So
Vegas.
The next three games I'm planning on going to is to go watch the Minnesota Wild play in Arizona against the Coyotes. I'm going to go watch them play in Colorado against the Avalanche, and I'm going to go watch them in Las Vegas against the Golden Knights. And the reason I picked Arizona in Las Vegas is because there's Allegiant flights out of Bismarck.
Yeah.
And super cheap.
Yeah.
And they're super cheap, and then so I can just take a cheap flight down there, go watch the game, and come back. Yeah. And not
same day.
But I thought it was really funny because the Golden Knights on the side, they looked to the side of their helmets, they got advertisements on them.
What?
For Allegiant Air.
Oh.
And I was like, haha, fuck you, Allegiant Air. I already decided I was going to do it. Your ad dollars are going to waste.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
I don't know. I don't like the fact that they're putting advertisements on their helmets and shit.
Well, it'll
be like NASCAR soon.
Yeah. NBA is already kind of like going that route.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got way less fabric to put advertisements on, but they're finding spots to do it, you know.
The tattoo on their asses pretty soon. They'll have to wear thongs on the court.
Wow.
Damn, that would suck.
Taylor might actually start watching basketball.
I bet a lot of people would start watching it.
Yeah, they would. Fuck yeah.
Oh, man, I would start watching lingerie football.
Okay.
They should just start tattooing. I don't know. Target logos.
Yeah. On. Target. That would be a good tattoo for your butt.
Yeah.
There you go. Target. Okay.
Just don't perfect. Wear any pants and then your butthole looks like the Walmart logo.
There it is.
There you are.
Perfect. Perfect.
Oh, shit.
So, what's up? What were you going to say?
I was going to say, let's take a break.
Let's take a break. All right, we take a break.
We haven't done that in a long time. And we're back.
Here we are.
Man, that was a really long break.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of murder docs lately.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm just curious about...
I don't know if I talked about it on the cast last week or if I just talked to you, Cole, about it afterwards. I can't remember. It was the Mormon bomber.
Yeah.
No, I didn't watch that.
Did I talk about it? We didn't talk about it.
Okay. Murder Among the Mormons.
Yeah, did you watch that one?
Oh, yeah, of course.
That one was very interesting. I liked
it. It's very good. I am a former Mormon, and a lot of people the church doesn't like to talk about the Mark Hoffman thing because he fucking hosed them.
Yeah.
Okay. He did. Yeah! And the thing about in Mormon culture, when you're talking about the prophets and the people, the leadership in Salt Lake, they're infallible. Like they're getting their direction directly from God, and they are in tune with what God is saying. And it's like, wait a second, God didn't tell you that this guy was fucking pulling the wool over your eyes or what? I don't know. So in ex-Mormon culture, that's a big deal, that whole story. But it was really cool to see that documentary form. They did a great job with it.
Yeah, I had never heard the story, or maybe I had a little bit, but never put much thought into it until I watched this. It's
crazy.
It was great.
What suck about killing Mormons?
Yeah.
Well, you gotta kill their family too, so they don't come back to like avenge you or whatever. You would never get past the wives.
I guess.
A
lot of wives. A lot of wives to kill. No. I don't think the guys that he killed were necessarily Mormon.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they were. I don't know.
I thought so. I thought they were, or they could. They were the ones who could have really shown that he was a forfeiter.
Sure.
I guess we're spoiling it, kind of.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. No, I don't
want to. Read a fucking wiki article.
It's a documentary. Whatever. You can watch it. It's not a movie spoiler, really. But, right. I mean, this guy was really good at forging.
Really good.
It's like.
Oh, okay.
So towards the end of this thing, they're like, we don't know what else he forged. There could be tons of papers throughout the whole.
Oh, this is. They did a dollop on this not too long ago.
Okay.
They did an episode of the dollop on this. Like,
Mark Hoffman was the name of the bomber.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is the one they were doing one on a forger not too long ago.
Okay. Yeah. I wasn't clear. Did he blow himself up to sort of throw the scent, or did he?
He didn't make that clear. He acted like it was a suicide attempt.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But then when they questioned him about it, you had a third bomb that maybe just.
Yeah, it sucks because he did end up killing the wife, which is ironic you say that.
Yeah.
He accidentally killed the wife instead of the guy that he was trying to kill.
Yeah. Episode 425 of the dollop.
I'll have to check it out.
They did an episode of this guy.
Cool.
Yeah. I think he was very purposeful, and I don't think he would make a mistake. That one where he killed the wife, they tried to kind of claim that there's a 50-50 chance that that one wouldn't explode.
Oh.
But I don't believe it. I think the guy was like a perfectionist who wanted notoriety, who wanted to be known as someone who could do anything. So I don't think he would purposefully plant a dud to throw him off his scent or whatever.
Right,
I think like if you want someone to be blown up, because he even said like, I didn't care if a kid picked it up, a dog, animal, set it off, whoever. I don't care who set it off. And they're like, well, when he's saying that, I'm like, well, you knew it was going to explode then. You didn't.
Yes, he did.
So the one in the car, I don't know. I think he set up everything in there to make it look like he was also a victim of it.
Right.
Because it came in the fruition of the whole story was that, he was the big forger of these documents, and these other people worked with him but they were the ones who he was going to sell, or one of them was going to check out what he had for inventory.
Right, right.
And he didn't have anything. That's why he blew up the one guy, or it's his wife, I think.
Oh, fuck, I don't have anything. I got to kill this guy.
Well, that was it. He was, like, hard up on money for whatever reason.
Right.
And so he's like, I this is my way out. I had to kill people, and I don't care. He's like, they're going to die one way or the other. I'm just going to do it first to them. You know?
As someone that harbors a lot of resentment towards the leadership of the Mormon Church, I just have to laugh. Not that he killed people, but I just have to laugh at the fact that, like, he did that anyway. You know, just like, yeah, fuck these guys. These guys are dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
They're not going to know shit. I can say whatever I want.
Basically, he wrote a whole, what was it, the Salamander.
Right. And, okay, so here's the, if you talk to a Mormon, right? If you talk to a Mormon, they'll tell you this—the story that has been, that has gone through,
has been accepted in the church.
Right. This story of what happened, the events of the first vision, as they call it, this is the accepted version of it. Okay, they have their own version, but there's multiple versions of it. Okay, there's multiple accounts of things. Joseph Smith was changing his story as things were going along, so I'm sure they get this fucking letter and they're like, oh shit, another one.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to figure this shit out. And if you watch it, it's so fascinating how fucked they were, you know, because they were scrambling to try to fit this, to fit their narrative again.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know.
And that was kind of what made me start thinking, I'm like, did people in the higher ups in the church blow up some people so these papers wouldn't be exposed?
Right.
Because the guy had these things and he could have sold them to anyone.
Right.
But he was trying to sell them to the Mormon church.
Because I think they were the ones that wanted him the most to try to
They would pay the most for them because they wanted them the most.
Yeah, and they wanted to put them in their libraries or do whatever they want with them.
For sure.
And then they're gone. So that's why I think the documentary was trying to push us to think that for a little while, too. But it's good. It's well worth the watch.
Right, so then I ended up watching it. I'm like, well, this was good. So then I watched that one where the girl crawls into the water tank.
Oh, I watched that one too.
It's a hotel. I'm like, oh, this is pretty good.
I don't know this one at all.
Oh, well, check it out. I mean, they tried to. It was very much in the vein of. Did you watch You Don't Fuck with Cats?
Yeah.
It was very much in the vein of that, where they had a bunch of internet sleuths that were trying to figure out what was going on and what happened to this girl. She checks into the Cecil Hotel a few months later, or a few weeks later, whatever it is. They find her inside this water tank on top of the hotel.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of mystery behind it. Like, oh, is she talking to somebody outside of the camera view? Did somebody chase her up there? Did somebody throw her in there? All sorts of theories that they were throwing around.
But yeah.
Ultimately, I kind of figured that what they discovered was what happened. So.
Yeah. The sad... Well, it's a sad story any way you look at it.
Right.
But the thing was she was in this water tank... And people were drinking the water.
Yeah, I was already thinking about that. They were showering in dead person. Yeah.
And drinking it.
And
too.
Drinking it. They're like, the water's coming out kind of weird color, and the pressure's real bad. Like,
yeah, just drink it.
Well, you're fine.
It's an old hotel.
What are you going to do about it?
And then the third and final one, okay. This one's been out for a while. It's called The Staircase.
I don't know if I watched that. Was that on Netflix? Or
yeah,
was that
Netflix. And this one's about a guy whose wife is found at the bottom of a set of stairs.
Okay.
He calls 911. He says, oh, my wife, she fell downstairs. She's got all sorts of abrasions on her head, whatever. And they ended up taking this guy to murder trial. They said, oh, you killed your wife. The fascinating thing about this documentary, I've never seen one done like this before, is it started in 2001. Okay. And they sat on this footage for 20 plus years. Okay. And then they finally released it. And then they talk about his retrial and da, 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 da. And I'm like, holy crap, this documentary spanned some time.
Yeah.
And they just sat on this footage just like waiting for an acquittal or waiting for a retrial or waiting for whatever. I'm like, this is fucking nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So that was impressive to me because if I had this kind of footage, I'd be like, oh, I got to get this out. I want people to see it. But I don't know. They had a crystal ball. They just knew that murder documentaries are going to be really popular on a streaming service 20 years from now. So let's just wait.
They must have.
I don't know.
My wife watches murder stuff constantly.
Yeah, see, so does Mom too, and I hate that she does because it makes her scared to go out. You know, yeah. And that's why when Taylor's like, I've been watching murder documentaries lately. I was like, why?
Because I'm scared. I'm scared of everything.
And like, I feel like some people watch these and they can just watch these and it's nothing. Other people, they watch this and they let it affect their lives. They start seeing evil in everybody. Yeah, sure. But that's what happens when you do nothing but watch like SVU and Dateline and murder documentaries. And then you know, everything you watch is murder based. And all of a sudden you just think everyone's out to get you.
Well, that's what, Shannon, she it's a nightly routine. She's like, okay, well, I'm going to go lay down in the spare bedroom and I'm going to watch my murder shows. And I'm like, okay. And I'll go work out or something for a while, and then we'll go to bed. And then the next morning, I'll be like, hey, how'd you sleep? And she'll be like, oh, man, I had nightmares. And I'm like, well, you do this every night.
I think it's is there anything different than – is it any different than going to bed and reading a murder novel before you go to bed?
It's a lot different.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
We're watching shows that are based in reality.
It's true.
You know,
it's
compared
the same
to,
thing as people who watch one specific side of political news commentary.
Sure.
Like, they're just brainwashing themselves into thinking, oh, that side's evil or this side's good.
Okay.
Or now what you're doing here with these murder things is you're just brainwashing your brain into thinking that terrible things are going to happen. They had the perfect life.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So we have this good life, but it could all of a sudden Adam could come upstairs and murder me with the kitchen knife.
Okay. But let's bring it back here because, you know, anybody could have an unhealthy obsession with anything. So I don't think this would be why do you think murder documentaries or these murder shows are so fascinating to people?
Because they are interested. Yeah.
I know they're interesting, but I think I have a healthy relationship with them. Like, I'm not losing sleep over this stuff.
No.
Deanne, she watched them with me. She's not losing sleep over it. So I'm just wondering.
But you guys only watch it like, you're not watching it like potato chips where you have to pop on another one. You have to have another one. And you're eating this like, or you're watching this like, I don't know.
People, a healthy person.
Like, people eat sushi. You know,
sure.
You do it once in a while, but you're not making a meal out of it every day.
That's true, because we did start watching The Office again. So we went back to, we went back to our safe place, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. I see.
Oh, all right.
is it snack time?
What's in the bag?
Delta.
What's in the bag?
Oh, Delta 8 gummies.
Oh, fuck right. That. Okay, so in the bag. Here's some spoons.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a couple forks.
But I have four jars of baby food meat.
Fuck.
Why? So we've been giving our hamster. We'll buy a little veggie baby food just as a treat for him.
Oh shit. Okay.
So I noticed all the meats look about the same. So like the color. Like, if you didn't look at the labels...
This was going to be a good snack.
No, what? So, look, we got ham, beef, turkey, and chicken.
And beef and gravy.
Yeah, well, there's... Okay, some of them have gravy. Chicken and gravy, turkey and gravy, ham and gravy. So, they all have gravy with them.
No, these are food-grade baby foods, right?
Well, they're made by Gerber. I don't know.
They're not like a dog treat.
So, the only thing that... I was looking, I was like, the color is exactly the same.
Yeah, except for that one.
It's all pink.
Okay. So all I wanted to do was try them and see if they just all taste like the same mush.
Fresh
or if they potentially, if we can
beef.
Tell.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should be able to tell, right?
Yeah,
Nate,
for sure.
You think you can do a sniff test
Looks
and be able
like
to tell?
Okay, what's
that one you're sniffing?
This one's just beef.
Okay, I pop turkey. Okay, it does smell like turkey. That smells good too. This turkey one.
It smells like beef.
You know, you ever have a turkey loaf?
That smells like turkey.
You know, like the one that you can get. Yeah, they just sell them at, like turkey loaves with gravy. Those are actually pretty good, I think.
So this one here is
okay.
This one's chicken. It's got a weird color on it. Oh wait, this one's
that one's,
this is ham.
This one's chicken.
I don't know about that.
You're not sure about that.
Okay. So our dog has been farting a lot.
Does it smell like this?
Yeah, it does. So, what do you got there, Cole?
Ham.
Ham.
All right, everyone have...
We're going for ham first.
All right. That's the ham.
Cole looks a little...
the texture is just awful.
He's enjoying it. Okay. All right.
The flavor's not horrible, but the texture is...
No, the flavor's
god awful.
It needs salt.
It's the worst, the blawest ham I've ever had.
It's not great.
No.
Like the,
I shouldn't have told you what these were in the first place, just to see if you could guess that it was a meat.
And give me your old
what
spoon.
Is it? Wait, what do we got there?
This is ham and gravy.
Oh, yeah. Ham and gravy.
Ham and gravy. All right.
Okay, this one is going to be turkey.
All right.
Daniel asked me what.
What do you have for supper?
I had supper. We had baby food. We had meat.
The turkey tastes right, more like turkey than the ham does.
Okay.
I just felt like how bland.
Like the ham doesn't really taste like ham very much. Give me your old spoon.
Yeah, that's definitely turkey.
It's definitely gross.
But yeah. Well, thanks. You're the one who fucking brought baby food. Hey, shit.
Hey,
honestly,
I mean, but like, it's no wonder you get baby food to these kids and they're like, no.
If you would salt this,
it'd be... Put it on some crackers.
Yeah.
So far, the beef is the best one because it really doesn't taste like shit.
Okay, that's what we're eating next, or what you guys already tried it. Okay.
Wow, okay. All right. Not bad.
The beef has a different texture. It's more slightly than the other ones.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't taste like much of anything.
It tastes like crap to start with, and its after flavor is a bit better than the other ones.
But Adam, I think you're onto something. Like if you were to grab some, what do we call these, pâtés?
Yeah. Dog food.
And if you were to put these on, a cracker.
No. Yeah. No, they're not as good as a pâté.
You're too close.
No, of course they're not as good as a pâté.
But if I brought like a liver.
That one,
This last one is chicken.
Mm-hmm. I think the beef was the best.
I don't know.
Just because it was the one that you could taste the least.
I'm going. I think the chicken's the best.
And again, it's a textural thing. If it had, the flavor is fine. It needs salt. If it had salt, throw that on a cracker, with a little bit of cheese. I'd be down with that. I would fuck with that for sure. But. The bland liquid.
Do these?
I don't want to do that ever again.
I wonder
what makes it gravy. It just says ground chicken, water, and cornstarch.
That's it. Cornstarch.
Cornstarch.
Just thicken that shit up a little bit.
Is that what all these are?
So I was talking to you guys.
This one has lemon juice. Sorry.
Oh.
The beef does. Maybe that's why. That was the selling point. Cornstarch. And... cornstarch.
Yeah, okay.
So the beef had lemon juice.
It did.
And that one was kind of your guys' favorite. If you were to have a favorite. I'll keep these in your fridge here. So.
No, it's okay. No, thank you, Taylor. Just leaving shit at my house.
Just bring it over. What I would do is just go through the McDonald's drive-thru. Just ask for a bag. Be like, Logan, I got some McDonald's. Just say it. That's all they have.
Here, it's a happy. Throw in a toy with it and tell them it's a happy meal.
Okay.
So I was talking to you guys about a band. Okay. Is there a popular band that everyone seems to like that you just can't really stand?
I'm going to say one, but I don't. It doesn't count as a band necessarily.
Oh, it's just like a singer.
A group of dancers. BTS. I don't understand it.
I've never heard it.
Oh, yeah.
This is the K-pop.
I've never heard them, though.
I think, that's fine. There's 12 of them, I think.
Holy shit!
So it's a very large number of guys
okay. Who
just seem to dance and sing like a typical boy band.
Okay.
But they're very popular. They've won awards. I don't care for them.
I thought you were going to say, for sure, the guy from RJR.
Oh, that's that other band, yeah.
Yeah. For me, I don't...
Jesus.
Don't bring him into this, Taylor.
Any chance I got. I'm trying to think. I don't know of... I don't know. Maybe just pop... Some pop music in general. I don't know. It's hard for me to... I'm anxious to hear who it is for you because you got someone, Cole.
I'm going to go with Oasis.
Huh, okay.
Oh.
I
anyway,
you can go into
this one's called Wonderwall.
If you go into any bar or any restaurant, there's a chance that they'll be playing that over their their Pandora music system, or people will be putting it in the jukebox. My brother likes to play it a lot.
I'd say if you're at a place that has a public jukebox where they can pick their own songs,
you'll probably hear
an Oasis song at some point if you're there for a couple hours.
I know one. I just know Wonderwall. That's the only Oasis song I really...
Champagne Supernova in the Sky. Or is that Wonderwall? No, that's Champagne Supernova.
I'll have to listen to it.
I don't know. Yeah. My brother plays it a lot, though. He plays a lot.
He plays a lot of
Oasis.
Okay.
But Wonderwall is probably my least favorite of all of their songs, mostly because the singer is whining his way through the song. And after all, it's like, dude, can you be a whinier bitch throughout this whole fucking song? The dude sounds like a goat getting raped by a gorilla.
Wow, okay.
Like,
specifically.
Yeah. I don't understand the popularity of this fucking band. They're depressing as shit.
Okay, sure.
I don't know. I'm sorry, everybody out there, all you Oasis fan, all you
Oasis fan.
There's a lot of them actually, and if you say shit about them, it's like you spit on their mom or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I would not be offended if you said that, Cole, that you hated Wonderwall.
Well, no,
I'm
talking about these diehard Oasis fans.
So I would lump the Dave Matthews Band into that grouping. I remember on our way home from, I forget what it was, I'm like, you know, I haven't listened to Dave Matthews Band in a while, because I heard on Sirius that they've got their own station now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. So I listened to it and I'm like, that's enough. I listened to two songs. That was enough. I'm good.
I don't need a whole station for them. There is a band where, actually, both of those bands are ones where I could be like, I don't have to ever hear a song by them again. I don't mind their music at all. I'm not a fan by any means, obviously, but I could not hear a song by them ever again and not care.
Yeah.
Spin Doctors.
Okay.
I don't care. I think they're... music's fine and everything, but I don't need to hear their songs ever again.
Most of
the library of U2, I don't need to hear ever again.
I agree with you on the U2, and their fan base is like a cult.
Huge. Yeah.
If you say bad shit about you can say bad shit about Bono and they're fine with that. But if you say bad shit about U2,
because they love the edge. No, I don't.
I guess maybe U2 would probably be the one for me. But even then, I could listen to it.
Well, that's my point. Is I could listen to them, but if I never heard songs by them ever again,
yeah,
I would be okay.
I
think that's with most music, I suppose. I would be fine.
Sure. I've been getting into more of the. Maybe it was inspired by my trip to Seattle, but a lot of the grunge that came out of Seattle.
Okay.
Like Pearl Jam and, well, Nirvana, of course, but like really kind of delving into their stuff. It's like, okay, I can see the appeal of this. It's definitely, I don't know, it's not bringing me back anywhere because I was never part of that scene or listened to it at all back then. But it's like, okay, I think I'll pick up a Pearl Jam record if it ever crossed my path for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Or what's another? Oh, Stone Temple Pilots. That's another kind of that genre.
Soundgarden.
There you go. Again, not some stuff of those, I love.
Like some of those I do really like, and then others of those bands, same thing. I don't really need to hear anything by them.
Right. Like if their lead singer killed themselves, you would
care. Is that Soundgarden?
Nirvana.
Oh yeah, that too.
Jeez, Cole.
But was Chris Cornell, was he the singer from Soundgarden?
No, I thought Chris Cornell was Pearl Jam.
No.
That was Eddie Vedder.
Everyone's alive in Pearl Jam.
Yeah, that's Eddie Vedder was Pearl Jam.
Is Pearl Jam still? They're still pumping out new music, yeah. I think they just came out with an album within this.
What band did Chris Cornell play for?
Multiple bands.
I think an Audio Slave. Temple of the Dog. Duh.
Oh, that was with Eddie Vedder as well.
I love how I ask it. It says Temple of the Dog, Centers for Disease Control Boys, MACC, and Alice Mudgarden. Like, what the fuck? What was his big band?
It was Soundgarden.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know what Alice Mudgarden is supposed to, if that's supposed to, trying to say Alice in Chains, like Mudvayne and Soundgarden?
He was in Soundgarden.
Yeah, oh, okay.
What was their
big Siri?
What was their big song? What was their big one?
Black Hole Sun.
Won't you come? Okay.
And they have,
I thought that was
what's
fucking
the next
cruel
one listed on there?
I had a buddy that every time we went to a bar had to play that song.
What's Black Hole Sun?
It's like, dude, come on. We're trying to get drunk and you're playing depressing shit.
Cole, you hate depressing music. I noticed this about you.
I want to be happy.
Is there any time where a depressing song, Cole, just makes sense? Like if you were to write a song. Like, it's okay to be sad, Cole.
Yeah, they can put it in a movie as background.
Okay.
For when you're about to shoot old Yeller or something.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what they put in the sun.
No, that would be Bullet With My Name On It by who's that fucking band?
Citizen Cult.
Nah, Bullet With My Name On It.
I don't know that one.
Ah, fuck.
I don't know. Sing it into your phone.
Who sings Bullet With My Name On It?
Listeners? Anyone?
Non-point.
Non-point. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, that band's come through here a couple times.
I've seen them live.
And you loved them?
I forgot that was a band until you brought it up.
Next time you're at the bar, Cole, you get your vaccination.
Put on some Non-Point.
Put on Non-Point. And what you got to do is you got to put...
I know Non-Point. I just haven't heard them for...
I think they even played at your bar.
For years.
I'm pretty sure they played at your bar.
I don't go to my bar when there's bands there.
Well, you tried to. You did that one. Right? I thought you did that one.
Yeah, he walked right past. I'm not fucking paying.
I'm not here for that. I'm here for the officer. I've actually done that on more than one occasion. Walked in and then not paid. But yeah, and also the bartender will shout at the people trying to make me pay. That guy doesn't fucking pay. He's not here for the goddamn music.
that's always kind of befuddled me. You know, if it's a bar, right, and you're charging admission for a cover for this band, and you have regulars that are not there for the band, they're there for the music. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, they're there for the
booze.
They're on the guest list. They need a regular's guest list. Mm-hmm. They're not here for your shitty music, man.
No.
That's true. But I think if you're a band and it's only the regulars there and you're performing,
you shouldn't
be in a band.
You should not be playing.
No.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That happened to me once, an experience with the Vexed.
Yeah.
You know, we go to Tap In Tavern and we open for Tom Hill's band, Go Murphy. Is he still part of that band?
I don't know.
Is that band still a thing, I should say?
I don't know. Yes, no, maybe. So.
Well, anyway, we open for Tom's band. And the regulars were not too happy with us, Cole.
Okay.
They said we were terrible.
Yeah.
Quote-unquote.
Terrible!
So the moral of the story is, those regulars have 20/20 hearing.
I guess.
Well, she claimed she was deaf, I thought. So.
Yeah. I thought she couldn't hear anything.
That's what it was, yeah.
She was an asshole, too.
Good.
How rude. She did. There was
rude! You know why? You can walk out. You can go sit on the patio. It's nice outside. You want to listen to us? Fuck off. Hey, that should be. I'm going to do that next time I'm on set. If you don't want to listen to this, you can fuck off. Get the fuck out of here.
Just a few things before we start playing.
There's a white Datsun license plate 5G7.
Oh,
your lights are on, and if you don't want to hear our music, well, shove it up your ass.
You know, I never thought that that was an option until just now.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's a great way to end it.
This will be the last podcast with that on it for 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
God, I forgot. You can't ever say 2 weeks on this podcast.
2 weeks.
So, Adam, have a good time.
Thank you.
In Florida.
flirty.
And the rest of you, if you didn't like this podcast,
you can fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck you.
For Comic Con Cousy, I'm Cole.
I'm Adam.
I'm still anonymous.